You're listening to the Teaching Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Farah, from Farah Henley Education and the Teaching Made Easy blog, where I share tips and strategies you can take straight to your classroom to make your teacher life a little easier. Join me and other teacher guests to learn ideas that will help you as a teacher, your classroom, and your students. I'm excited to be bringing you amazing content, teacher interviews, and resources through this podcast and hope that you will find exactly what you need to help you become the educational rock star I know you already are. So let's dive into today's episode. Hey, 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 friend. How are you today? Welcome back to the Teaching Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Farah, and I am so excited that you are taking just a few moments out of your day to spend it with me. Thank you for welcoming me into your earbuds and joining me here. I try to make these quick and actionable tips every week on the podcast, and I know you are super busy as a teacher, especially this year with the Rona and virtual teaching and everything else going on. So I am humbled and internally grateful for you spending a little bit of your time with me. So we are going to talk today about easy kindergarten math games that your students are going to love. Now, if you're not a kindergarten teacher, that's okay, because this is going to go out to my kindergarten teachers out there that are listening. But some of these you might be able to adapt for your first, second, third, fourth, and fifth grade students as well. But I'm specifically talking to my kindergarten teachers today. Now, before we dive into all the juicy details, I do want to remind you that we are still running our giveaway, where we're looking for all of those amazing reviews. Now, you send us DMs. I'm constantly getting DMs and emails from all of you, letting me know how you just love the quick tips. You listen to this on the way to school, or you listen to it on the way home, or you listen to it in the shower or the bath every morning getting ready. And it just gives you little quick tidbits that you can take straight back into your classroom to make your life easier. But we want to have a huge impact on so many teachers, and we need your help to do that. So if you will take a screenshot of you listening to this episode you're listening to right now, just grab your phone, take a quick screenshot, and then share that on Instagram, Facebook, and tag us. You can do that by tagging at Farah Henley Education. We are going to take all of those, and we are going to enter it into a giveaway for a $250 Amazon gift card, and we're going to have that drawing as soon as we hit 100 reviews, 100 five-star reviews. So we're super excited about that. Now, let's dive in to today's content. Math. The four-letter word that can have some students and teachers running for the bathroom, the nurse's office, or anywhere to escape. Math can be one of the hardest subjects in school for students. Because it can be difficult, we need to find fun ways to make it stick. Easy kindergarten math games will have your students ready to add, subtract, and even multiply in no time. Yes, I said the M word for kindergarten, multiply. Your students can learn how to do some basic multiplication skills even in kindergarten. I know that some of you might be thinking, you know, okay, Farah, how am I going to make this fun? Well, does the word game come to mind? Now, the word game can be scary when it comes to the classroom. Sometimes games can change a quiet classroom into a madhouse really, really quickly. On the other hand, games are great for collaboration, and allowing your students to collaborate gives them the chance to practice new skills, even become the teacher, and learn from each other. When students are playing a game, they are having fun while practicing a new skill or reviewing an old one. Sometimes the combination of fun and learning can help those new ideas stick. In addition to solidifying these skills, some students will be able to help others learn the material. Everyone is gifted at something, and some students may be gifted at math. Allowing them to tap into these gifts and help others will make them feel super important and might help the struggling student understand a bigger concept. So, what kind of games can you play in kindergarten? Well, there are so many to choose from, but I'm going to share with you some of my favorites. Now, the first one I'm going to share with you is a fun game that is called Squares Your Brain, and it is actually a game that I invented, and my students absolutely loved this game. And whether it was my kindergarten students or my first grade, second grade students, and third grade students, they absolutely loved this game. This game helps your students gain and strengthen their math skills and build a strong foundation for those basic skills. With this game, students can either work by themselves or they can work in groups of two or more while building their math skills. You can also use Squares Your Brain in small group instruction. And the great thing about Squares Your Brain is once you teach your students to play it the first time, it is so simple, they will not need your help playing it from that point on. My students loved to play this as early finishers. They loved to play with a partner. I would use this in my centers. I used it in small group when I was doing instruction. It was an all-round amazing game. Now, I'm going to leave a link in the show notes so you can go check out some Squares Your Brain game. And if you are not a kindergarten teacher and you happen to be listening to this today, I also have this for first, second, and third grade. So you can go check that out as well. Now, another fun game to play with your students is really traditional. It kind of takes on a traditional, takes over a traditional game, and that's tic-tac-toe. It adds a fun math twist to it, though. In this game, you're going to need a 3x3 table. So if you can picture in your mind a 3x3 table. Now, in each square, you're going to have a math problem. Now, students are going to take turns solving the math problems, and if they get the math problem correct, that player gets the square. The other student's going to try to solve math problems to block the other student from getting 3 in a row. Simple, right? Just math tic-tac-toe. Now, if someone does not do the math problem correctly when it's their turn, then their opponent can steal that space and possibly win the game. But before they steal it, they've got to show how to do the math problem correctly. So regardless, your students are either getting it correct or getting it incorrect and then having their peer teach them how to do it correctly. It's a win-win situation. Now, one thing about education that will never change is the need for review. Students need to review old concepts and new ones throughout the school year in order to make sure it really sticks. You can accomplish this through things like spiral review in your classroom. Spiral review not only helps teach new skills, it helps students keep important skills in their minds while they learn new concepts. And this is so important with math because we know that ideas and concepts are building on each other. If your students lose this valuable knowledge, it'll make the new math they're learning even more difficult. Use this great technique of spiral review throughout the year to strengthen your students' foundational math skills. Spiral review often comes in the form of a worksheet, but spiral review can be something as simple as a bump game, or even Squares Your Brain would be spiral review. But by having this out to where they are constantly being exposed to it and it's not just something they play one and done, this is what truly makes it spiral review. Now, if you're looking for some simple spiral review sheets or packs, I'm going to leave a link in the show notes where you can grab some of those as well. While the word math and game might make any student or teacher shudder, combining them together to make learning dynamic in your classroom is going to be amazing. Math skills are important skills students will need for the rest of their lives. Make sure your students have the foundational skills and solidify them with a game to help you create math wizards. And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to today's episode. You can find all the links mentioned in today's episode by clicking the link in the description to jump over to the show notes. I know your time is valuable as a teacher, and I am honored that you chose to spend a piece of it with me. Help other teachers like you find the podcast by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast listening platform. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you get notified when new episodes are available. Thanks again for listening, and most importantly, keep being educational rock stars.